Class 4 English Literature, Chapter 2, Topic The Elephant's Child. Children, here is a wonderful story written by none other than Rudyard Kipling about how the elephant got its trunk. In far off times, the elephant did not have a long trunk. He had only a blackish bulgy nose as big as a boot that he could wriggle, here twist about from side to side. But he couldn't pick up things with it. But there was one elephant in Africa, an elephant's child, who was full of insatiable curiosity, which means that he asked too many questions, that everyone was fed up with him, as a result of which he was spanked. One fine morning, his old friend, a Kolo Kolo bird, flew by. "I wonder what the crocodile has for dinner, Kolo Kolo bird," he asked. Quite familiar, here known with the elephant child's insatiable curiosity, the bird said, "Go to the banks of the great grey-green Limpopo River and find out." Now children, the Limpopo River is the second largest river in Africa that drains to the Indian Ocean after the Zambezi River. Now, without wasting any time, in all excitement, the very next morning, the elephant's child took 100 pounds of bananas and 17 melons and said to all his family members, "Goodbye, I am going to the great grey-green Limpopo River to find out what the crocodile has for dinner." And they all spanked him once more for luck, though he asked them most politely to stop. Now, after travelling for many days, eating the bananas and the melons all the way and throwing the peels all over because he could not pick them up, the elephant's child came to the banks of the great grey-green Limpopo River exactly as the Kolo Kolo bird had said. Now, children, you must understand that till that very week, day, hour and minute, this elephant's child had never seen a crocodile before and did not know what a crocodile even looked like. He came to the very edge of the great grey-green Limpopo River and trod. Here stepped on what he thought was a log of wood. In fact, children, it was a crocodile, and it winked at the elephant. "Excuse me, please, but have you seen a crocodile anywhere?" the elephant's child asked ever so politely, here in a respectful manner. The crocodile winked the other eye and lifted his tail out of the mud. "Come hither, little one," croaked the crocodile. "Why do you ask such questions?" "I am the crocodile." The elephant's child grew all breathless and panted and kneeling down on the bank and said excitedly, "You are the very person I've been looking for all these days. Will you please tell me what you eat for dinner?" "Come hither, little one," said the crocodile, "and I'll whisper." Then the curious elephant's child put his head down close to the crocodile's musky, tusky mouth and leaned down to hear the answer. Can you guess, children, what the crocodile said? "Well," he said, "I eat elephants," and snap, a row of big sharp teeth closed around the elephant's little nose, which up to that very week, day, hour and minute had been no bigger than a boot. Much annoyed, speaking through his nose, the elephant cried, "Let go, you are hurting me." Now, seeing that the crocodile had no intention, here plan, of letting go of his nose, the elephant's child sat back on his little haunches and kept pulling, and his nose began to stretch 1 foot long. The elephant's child's nose kept on stretching 2 feet long. Now, this carried on till the elephant's child pulled, and finally he stumbled backwards and sat down with a plop. What a relief! Now, the crocodile had to let go of the elephant's child's nose. Now 4 feet long, he swam away very hungry and very angry. That is why we say a hungry man is an angry man. Now, the trunk was dangling from his face, the longest, largest nose anyone had ever seen.